Hi, I'm Carr Wilson, Doctor of Behavioral Health, and I want to welcome you to Covenant Behavioral Health, started in 2011. We've been an industry leader in the mental health field, servicing active duty personnel, veterans, and their families. Our practice started in St. Louis, Missouri, and has expanded with offices in Iowa and California. Covenant Behavioral Health is a registered 501c3 agency, and we're committed to servicing active duty, military personnel, their dependents, and the local community at large through education and therapeutic services. We blend professional psychotherapy and psychoeducation material in an integrated healthcare setting to assist with relationships, healing wounds of the past, and enhancing our patients' quality of life. Here at Covenant Behavioral Health, we are committed to the preservation of families and relationships. Using practical, interactive, and solution-focused approach, we provide support and practical feedback to help our patients resolve current problems and change long-standing behavior patterns. Amen. Say praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. Let's see here. Spanish. Somebody say Spanish.
Español.
Español. Sí. All right. Gracias. All right. So we got some workbooks that we are passing out that will be good for tonight's session, tomorrow's session also. But let me first start off by saying thank you to your pastor and to his wife tonight, to this church.
Y antes de comenzar, ahorita están pasando otra vez libros y estamos agradecidos que por la esposa del inglés, del pastor Brenda y su seguidor, servidor Nick.
It is a big thing when a pastor takes time to actually invest in families.
Es algo grande cuando el pastor invierte en las familias.
Families are very important to God.
Las familias son muy importantes para Dios.
Families are the heart of the church.
La familia es el corazón de la iglesia.
And that's what this weekend is all about, strengthening families.
Y este fin de semana es para que cada familia pueda estar más fuerte.
And you could be anywhere tonight doing anything.
Y ustedes pudieron estar en cualquier lugar esta noche.
But we're thankful that you are here tonight.
Pero estamos agradecidos que ustedes están aquí.
Amen. And I just pray that God would just bless each and every family member that is here tonight in Jesus' name.
Y ahorita nomás pido que cada uno de ustedes pueda recibir algo y oramos que alguien pueda ser tocado en esta tarde en el nombre de Jesús. Voy a cambiar.
Hey man, so we won't keep you long. I know that when you eat, you may not know scientifically what happens to you, but I'll just explain a little bit. Your oxygen is carried by the blood in your body. And when you eat food, the same blood is digested. I'm sorry, the food is digested by the blood.
Y cuando usted come o ingiere comida, la sangre digiere esa comida.
So when you eat, all the blood leaves your brain.
Cuando usted come, toda la sangre se va de su,
and it goes to your stomach.
Y se va a su estómago.
To help you digest the food.
Para ayudarle a digerir su comida.
So guess what happens to you after you eat?
Entonces, adivine qué es lo que pasa después de que come.
You start falling asleep. So I won't keep you long, but it is great to be here. Honor to my wife, Sister Tina. And let me give honor tonight to Pastor Murrow from San Bernardino. He is going to be speaking tomorrow on stress and the brain.
Y damos también honor al pastor Alfonso Muro. Él va a estar hablándonos mañana concerniente al estrés y cosas que tienen que ver con el cerebro.
And tonight, give honor to Sister Laura Murren and her husband Corey. She is a marriage and family therapist.
Y
También hoy damos honor a nuestra hermana Laura y su esposo. Ella es una terapeuta también.
And she'll be speaking tomorrow on emotional wellness.
También ella estará hablando el día de mañana en el bienestar emocional.
In Spanish. Both of them in Spanish tomorrow. Amen. So let's talk a little bit here. We got my slide up here. So tonight we're going to talk about apostolic parents and their adult children. All right.
La familia apostólica y los hijos.
And I know that for when we talk about adult children, some kids think that at 13 they are adults.
Y cuando empezamos a hablar de los hijos adultos, algunos de los hijos piensan que a los 13 años ya son adultos.
16, some children consider themselves adults.
A los 16 ya se consideran adultos.
But tonight we'll focus on really having healthy boundaries with adult children is the focus tonight. Healthy boundaries with adult children.
Y hoy nos enfocaremos en tener, ¿cómo se dice?
Relationship, boundaries, relationship.
Relaciones en cuanto a una familia balanceada.
Yeah. So these are the objectives tonight. We'll talk about reinventing your relationship. How many are parents of adult children tonight? How many have an adult child?
Hijos adultos en este
lugar. Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's about half of the room. All right. More than half. So we'll talk about reinventing the relationship when it comes to your adult children. And I'll say that adulthood is not determined merely by age.
El ser un adulto no es determinado por una edad.
Adulthood can be actually determined by the emotional attitude of the child. All right?
El ser un adulto se determina de la actitud emocional de un niño.
You can have a 21-year-old who still sounds and acts like a 7-year-old, right? So that doesn't make him adult just because they are legally of the age 21 for male, 18 for female. We'll talk about what that looks like when we are helping our children. There is a such thing as helping, and then there's a such thing as enabling children. All right.
Y hablaremos cómo ayudarlos o cómo darles herramientas para ayudarlos.
And I know we'll touch a little bit more about boundaries. When we talk about boundaries, boundaries is being able to respect who you are as an individual, as a parent, and then respecting that child as an individual, wherever they may be in life. And that could be a 21-year-old adult, a 25-year-old adult.
Y hablaremos de los límites en los cuales ellos deben de actuar conforme a su edad también. Dio los ejemplos de los de 7 y los de 21 años.
All right. And then how many have children that have stepped away from God that are no longer in church?
¿Y cuántos tienen hijos aquí que se han alejado del camino de Dios?
Okay, all right. And so we'll talk about how to really be there for them, even though they're not following in faith anymore, all right?
Y hablaremos sobre ello también, cómo nosotros podemos ser de apoyo para ellos, aunque ellos no estén en el camino de Dios.
You cannot get away from multi-generational families.
Usted no puede alejarse de familias multigeneracionales.
Multigenerational families are everywhere today. It doesn't matter where you are in the United States.
Las familias multigeneracionales están ubicadas en todos lados del mundo, y no importa en qué lugar de los Estados Unidos.
Now there are some common things that, and let me define multi-generational. All right, let me define that. What is multi-generation? Somebody give me a definition. What is multi? When you hear the word multi-generation, what do you think of?
Cuando usted escucha esta palabra multigeneracional, ¿qué, en qué piensa usted? ¿Alguien puede decirlo?
More than one
generation.
Yeah, see.
Más de una generación en la casa.
Yeah. So it's, for example, in my home,
por ejemplo, en mi casa,
there is me and my wife.
Es mi esposa y yo.
And then I have three adult children.
Tengo tres hijos adultos.
So for me and my household, there's two generations in that household. There's my generation, me and my spouse, and then there's another generation, which is my adult children.
Entonces, en mi casa hay dos generaciones, la generación de mi esposa y yo, y la generación de mis hijos.
And so we're going to talk about that multi-generational aspect of adult children.
Entonces, hablaremos un poco de ese aspecto multigeneracional de los hijos.
If you see here from the slide, there are some top reasons as to why we have multi-generational families, all right?
Si usted mira aquí en la gráfica, tenemos la indicación el por qué hay muchas generaciones en nuestras familias.
One of the number one reasons why we have multi-generational families is because of finance.
La razón número uno por la cual tenemos multigeneracionales viviendo dentro de una vivienda es por las finanzas.
I mean, if you look at the top five reasons why we have multigenerational families.
Si usted mira las cinco más altas razones por las cuales hay esas generaciones.
So we know finance is number one.
Finanza número uno.
And then number two would be because of convenience.
Número dos, por conveniencia.
And convenience in the sense that people just make a common, well, I won't say common, but people make a conscious decision.
Las personas hacen una decisión conscientemente.
That they want to be close to their family.
Que ellos quieren estar cerca a su familia.
All right? And common among some ethnic and racial groups.
Y común dentro de grupos éticos y raciales.
Number one, Asians have the largest multi-generational makeup. Asians do.
Número uno, los asiáticos tienen ese número más alto en porcentaje.
And right behind them
y tras ellos,
are Hispanics.
Son los hispanos.
In recent years, the rate has risen in all ethnic and racial groups across the board.
En los últimos años, esto ha sido para todas las razas en común.
More and more families are finding it easy to live and to share just space for finance, for convenience. More and more families are living together than ever before.
Cada vez más y más familias se están juntando de esta manera por razones financieras y de conveniencia para ellos.
Look at this.
Y ahora mire esto.
Hawaii shares the households that are multi-generation in the country. They have 7.72%. California is number two, 5.7%. Texas, number three, 4, almost 5%. New Jersey, 4.4. Maryland, 4.3. Georgia, 4.3. Arizona, 4.2, almost 4.3, and New York, 4.2. So here are some of the eight states within the United States all are hitting those numbers for multi-generational families. It is expensive to live in the state of California, amen? Amen. Yeah. Total number of multi-generational households are about 35,000. 35,000 for multi-generational households. Total number of multi-generational households, somewhere around 754,000. And then every decade, it's going up at least 100 to 200,000. More and more families are living together as multi-generational.
Unless
en la última década puede ver las gráficas que ha mencionado, pero de 100 a 200 mil viviendas se están llenando así multigeneracionales por estas causas.
So, there's nothing wrong with having a multi-generational family. I just want to make that clear tonight. There's nothing wrong with being there for your children, helping to take care of your children. There's nothing wrong with taking care of your parents and becoming the primary caregiver for your parents. All of that is good. It's actually biblical. In the United States of America, we got away from that. If you go to other, and I know I don't have to explain this to you, but if you go to other places in the world, you won't find families that once their child turns 16,
si usted fuese a otro lado del mundo, usted no encontraría a ese adulto esperando que su hijo tenga los 16 años.
They kick him out.
Para sacarlo fuera de la casa.
You won't find families that allow their child to go to school to the other side of the earth.
Usted no encontrará familias que van a querer que sus hijos vayan al otro lado del mundo para estudiar.
But here in America,
in America,
that's the norm.
Eso es lo normal.
As soon as your child graduates from high school, we're like, you're an adult, get out. And that's not okay. Just because your child is of legal age does not mean they have the emotional capacity to be called an adult.
Solo porque su hijo ha cumplido la edad establecida legalmente no significa que tenga la mentalidad para sobrevivir ahí afuera como tal adulto.
I said I was going to stay away from clinical language too. Sorry about that.
Dije que me iba a mantener fuera del margen de expresiones clínicas y me pido disculpas.
So look at this. God has designed families.
Entonces mire eso. Dios ha diseñado las familias.
The design is that children should be accountable to their parents.
Y eso es de que los hijos deben de tener contabilidad con sus padres.
As long as they are children.
Siempre y cuando sean hijos o niños.
Matter of fact, the Bible says in Ephesians 6 and 1.
En Efesios 6, 1, la palabra de Dios dice.
He says, children. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So we have a biblical obligation as children to obey our parents. Now, even as adults, when we become legal, mentally or physically, we become legal adults.
Ahora como adultos, cuando nos volvemos adultos mentalmente, ahora sí nos convertimos en adultos.
That does not exclude you from being respectable or respectable.
Eso no nos excluye de seguir siendo o honrando a nuestros padres, obedeciéndoles.
Toward your parents. We still have an obligation to listen and to obey our parents.
Todavía tenemos la obligación de escuchar y obedecer a nuestros padres.
Now this is where it gets a little tricky here, because just because you have an obligation to obey your parents.
Y ahora esto es donde se pone un poquito confuso, pero ahora porque tiene la obligación de obedecer a sus padres.
Or to honor your parents.
O honrar a sus padres.
It does not mean you have to do everything that they say.
No significa que tienes que hacer todo lo que te están indicando hacer.
All right? So, take this for example.
Por ejemplo.
See, so, as an adult who is living with their parents, there is a certain amount of responsibility that you have to them.
Como adulto viviendo bajo la casa de sus padres, todavía hay la obligación de obedecerles a ellos.
Especially when you are still living together under the same roof.
Especialmente siendo que está viviendo dentro de la misma vivienda.
Now, there are two conditions which really change and make this sort of challenging. If you
hay dos condiciones que hacen eso un poquito ¿cómo se dice? No confuso, pero empieza a ser conflictivo.
Yeah. If you are paying, if you are helping and contributing to the family,
si usted está contribuyendo o pagando hacia las cosas de la familia,
there's a certain amount of individuality, and you being adult, there's a certain amount that you have to be able to have a healthy boundary, all right, when it comes to your parents. So let me say it again. So when you are an adult and you are helping to invest in the household, there is a certain amount of respect. There is a certain amount of independency that should be afforded to you.
Hay un cierto respeto que se le tiene que otorgar a usted también.
For example, my children,
por ejemplo, mis hijos,
they're all adults.
Todos son adultos.
I'm still the primary caregiver at home.
Yo todavía soy el proveedor de la casa.
They pay some bills.
Ellos pagan algunos bills.
And they are free to go and come as they please.
Ellos son libres de entrar y salir como ellos quieran.
I just like to be informed if it's going to be an all-nighter.
Solamente a mí me gusta ser informado si va a ser algo toda la noche.
Right, because I'm still a parent.
Porque todavía soy el padre.
They're still in my home.
Todavía están bajo mi casa.
Even though they're adults,
aunque son adultos,
they can go where they want to.
Pueden ir donde ellos quieran.
But there's a certain amount of respect that is afforded to me as a parent.
Pero hay cierto respeto que todavía me debe como su padre.
Now, in this country, there is this weird ideal that when your children become adults, you take a hands-off approach.
Y en esta, en esta nación, hay un aspecto, una perspectiva que ellos
and that hands-off approach can be really dangerous to a child, all right?
Lo que ellos inculcan puede ser muy dañino para nuestros hijos.
You can't just let them go because they're an adult. And I've, trust me, in my work, I hear parents say, well, they're an adult. They're responsible for their own decisions.
Y créame, no es tan fácil solamente porque son de edad ya es dejarlos ir. Créame, en mi profesión yo escucho muchos padres que vienen y me dicen, pues ella es de edad.
Which is true.
Que es verdad.
But guess what? I'm still responsible too.
Pero yo sigo siendo responsable.
The hands-off approach that we have in this country is to send our kids into a world and don't have any input, no more covering for them at all.
La manera que esta nación nos enseña es de que quitemos nuestra cobertura mientras cuando ellos cumplan esa edad, ¿verdad? Pero y lanzarlos a este mundo, pero la realidad es que no están listos.
Especially as apostolic parents.
Y especialmente como padres apostólicos.
You have an obligation to keep a healthy relationship with your adult children.
Se tiene la obligación de mantener una relación sana con sus hijos.
Even though they're independent, they make their own decisions.
Aunque ellos son independientes y hacen sus propias decisiones.
One of the ways you can gauge if you have a good, healthy boundary, a good, healthy relationship,
una de las maneras que usted puede tomar ventaja si usted tiene una relación buena con ellos,
is that adult child should be able to come to you and to seek your advice.
Es el que ese hijo adulto podría venir ante usted para pedirle de su consejo.
When they're minor children, we tell them what to do.
Cuando son hijos pequeños, nosotros les decimos qué hagan.
We pretty much run the show.
Básicamente nosotros somos quien corremos el show.
But when they become adults,
cuando se convierten en adultos,
we have to be invited into their lives.
Nosotros tenemos que ser invitados en sus vidas.
If they're an adult, you can't tell them how to dress. If they're an adult, you shouldn't be telling them to brush their teeth. Or what to eat. Right? As a matter of fact, you even have to be careful as an apostolic parent not to enable that child or overfunction in that adult child's life.
Como padres apostólicos tienen que tener mucho cuidado de cómo usted le da la habilidad de que ellos puedan tener esas facilidades de hacer sus decisiones.
So, and what that looks like is that sometimes you'll find parents who enable their children. If they're in a relationship, they're telling them how they should handle the relationship, who they should be dating, who they should not be dating. And that's where we sort of cross that healthy boundary.
Y esto se mira de esa manera donde hay padres que quieren dictar o decirle cómo, si el hijo o la hija están en una relación, ellos les dicen cómo deben de manejar esa relación. Y es ahí donde empezamos a cruzar esa línea que puede afectarlos. Ya no sería sano.
You really should be invited to share that kind of information with your adult child. So there is a underfunctioning role that you can have with an adult child. And underfunctioning is where you just take that hands-off approach with that adult child and you just release them into the world. So that's what we call underfunctioning. It's where you take the hands-off approach.
Hay una función que underfunctioning, él quiere decir que no funciona, no sería apropiado, y eso es cuando usted nada más los deja ahí, y esa es la manera equivocada en la cual no queremos.
And then you have what's the polar opposite of the underfunctioning is the overfunctioning in their lives, where you control everything and everybody who they interact with.
Luego tenemos el otro lado que es lo positivo, eso es sobre infiltrar o inculcarse en decirles qué es todo lo que tienen que hacer ellos.
How many know of an overfunctioning parent?
¿Cuánto conocen de un padre que es sobre?
Just think about it.
Solo piensen en él.
Think about that overfunctioning parent who you've had contact with. Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. But think about that overfunctioning parent who you've had contact with. All right? There's a balance that you really want to find with your adult children. A balance. We live in a different world than we did, say, 10, 20, or even 30 years ago. Something to keep in mind as an apostolic parent. Is that your child, your adult child, is not you.
Es que su hijo adulto no es usted.
You cannot expect your child to do everything that you've done.
Todo lo que usted ha hecho.
Right? You cannot expect your adult child to act the way that you've acted. In the field of psychology,
en la línea de psicología,
we say that a child, when they are born,
decimos que cuando un niño es nacido,
they already have an imprint.
Ya tienen una imprenta.
They are distinctly different from any other child.
Distintamente diferente de cualquier otro niño.
The way God created them. So they are not like you.
entonces no son como usted.
When God created you, he made you a special created individual.
Cuando Dios le hizo usted, le creó un individuo muy especial.
They are more likely that they don't think like you. They haven't had the same experiences as you have.
Ellos no tienen los mismos pensamientos que usted, mucho menos las experiencias que usted tiene.
And I think a big problem with parents,
un problema muy grande con los padres,
is that parents, and I'm struggling with this.
Estoy batallando con esto.
We want all the good things that we experienced in life.
Como padres queremos todo lo bueno que nosotros experimentamos en la vida.
That helped shape us.
Que nos ayudaron a hacernos a nosotros.
We want that same experience for our child.
Queremos esa misma experiencia para nuestros hijos.
But you have to keep in mind
usted tiene que mantener en mente
that your child is not you.
Que su hijo no es.
They are their own individually God created person.
Ellos son individuales, individuos que Dios hizo personalmente.
Your adult child is he has his own mind,
su hijo adulto tiene su propia mente,
his own wants,
sus propios quereres,
their own needs,
sus propias necesidades,
and their own desires.
Y sus propios deseos.
And here's where our relationship with them needs to change.
Y aquí es donde nuestra relación con ellos necesita cambiar.
Once they become an adult.
Una vez que ellos se convierten en un adulto.
Let me ask you a question.
Déjame preguntarles.
How do you know, or how did you know when your child became an adult?
¿Cómo supo usted cuando su hijo se convirtió en un adulto?
Anybody?
¿Alguien quiere compartir?
I think for me, it was when my children were able to take care of responsibilities without me having to tell them.
Para mí fue cuando mis hijos llegaron a ese tiempo, esa edad, esa etapa cuando ellos pudieran ser responsables sin que yo les tuviera que estar diciendo.
I think a big part of that was watching them develop their own relationship with God. I didn't have to tell them, you need to go to church, you need to join this ministry. They just went and did it.
Gran parte de eso que me hizo saber cuando ellos estaban listos es se trataba de la relación que ellos tuvieron con Dios.
I didn't use age as a measuring stick for if my child was an adult.
Yo no usé la edad para medir si ellos ya eran capaces o suficientemente maduros para ser adultos.
I used their maturity level.
Usé su madurez, su etapa de madurez.
Now let me ask you again, right now. How many have adult children living in their home?
¿Cuántos tienen hijos adultos viviendo bajo su casa?
Okay. All right. Think about how you can connect with your adult child.
Piense cómo usted se podría conectar con ese hijo adulto.
In a healthier way.
En una manera más saludable.
And be respectful that they have their own ideas.
Ser respetuoso de que ellos tienen sus propias ideas,
their own needs, their own wants, their own desires.
Sus propias necesidades, sus propios quereres y sus propios deseos.
I said earlier that I struggle with this because I find myself sometimes wanting to tell them don't do this, don't do that. I know this, I know that, and if you do this, you're going to end up in trouble. It's a struggle. Sometimes when you see your child getting ready to make a decision that's not good, you know, you want to tell them, don't do it.
Es una batalla dentro de sí mismo cuando se está viendo su hijo que va a ser una decisión que quizás no le conviene y usted le quiere decir, no lo hagas.
But having a healthy relationship with you,
pero teniendo una relación sana,
and you having a healthy relationship with them,
usted y vice versa,
it takes them inviting you to be a part of that conversation.
Solo llevará a que ellos le inviten a ser parte de ese tipo de conversación.
Is that hard for anybody else or is it just me? It's hard for me. So, imagine being fired from a job.
Entonces, imagínese, que lo expulsan de un trabajo.
Let's go back one. Sorry about that. There we go. Imagine being fired from a job and having to reinvent yourself for your next career.
Imagínese ser despedido de su trabajo y tener que reinventarte para tu próximo campo profesional.
This is what I mean.
Eso es lo que quiero decir.
When your child becomes an adult,
su hijo se convierte en un adulto,
you no longer have that position in their life to tell them where to go, where not to go, what to do, and what not to do.
Usted ya no tiene esa posición en la vida de ellos, de decirles qué hacer, a dónde ir, qué no hacer.
That position has changed.
La posición se ha cambiado.
When your child becomes an adult,
su hijo se convierte en un adulto,
it's really an opportunity to celebrate.
Realmente es una oportunidad de celebrar.
Because they're firing you.
Porque lo están, despidiendo usted.
You've already invested in them.
Usted ya invirtió en ellos.
You've done what you should do.
Ya hizo lo que tenía que hacer con ellos.
And now you get to sit back.
Y ahora usted se puede sentar hacia atrás.
And watch the benefits
y mirar los
of the prayer,
de las oraciones,
the support,
el apoyo,
and everything that is good
y todo lo que es bueno,
that you poured into them. And I see all the young adults like, yeah, I need to fire them. I wish I could fire. But that's our goal as apostolic parents. We want our children to fire us from having to overfunction in their lives.
Y este es el objetivo como padres apostólicos, es de que seamos despedidos de esas funciones, de ser sobrellevados en ellos.
There should be a shift
debería de haber un cambio
in the way we interact with each other.
La manera que nosotros.
I am always so happy and so blessed when my adult child comes to me and says, hey dad, I'm thinking about doing this. I'm thinking about doing that. What do you think? Because I've been waiting on the sideline already, you know. Waiting to give him my advice. But I have to wait until they invite me. All right. So we are no longer the single authority in our adult children's lives.
Entonces ya no somos la autoridad singular en la vida de nuestros hijos adultos.
Nor should we want to be the single authority in our adult children lives.
Tampoco deberemos querer ser esa autoridad única en la vida de ellos.
From the time that God gave you that child,
desde el tiempo que Dios le dio ese hijo,
you have trained them for this day.
Usted lo ha guiado hasta ese día.
That they will become responsible adults.
Ellos serán adultos responsables.
And everybody said,
y todos dicen,
amen. You put your input
lo que usted ha invertido, lo que usted
as a parent
como padre,
should change significantly
debería de cambiar significativamente
as your child transition into adulthood.
En la transición de su hijo ahora ser un adulto.
Your role as being the single authority in that child's life.
El rol de usted siendo la única autoridad en esa vida de ese niño.
Should start to diminish.
Debería de empezar a disminuir.
Sometimes we have to reevaluate what kind of relationship we want with our adult children. And that's what I'm asking you to do tonight. Reevaluate what kind of relationship you want with your adult children.
Reevalúe usted qué tipo de relación quiere tener usted con su hijo adulto.
I'm quite sure you can imagine.
Estoy seguro que usted puede imaginarse.
I have some parents, adult parents who have adult children.
Tengo algunos padres que tienen hijos adultos.
They come in and they say, I'm giving them tough love.
Ellos vienen y me dicen, yo les estoy dando amor fuerte.
This is the way it's going to be.
Esa es la manera en que va a ser.
Or they can get out.
No se pueden salir.
And I'm always cautious about tough love.
Y yo siempre tengo el cuidado del amor duro.
Tough love has killed more children.
El amor fuerte ha matado muchos niños o más hijos.
Than anything that I know.
Cualquier otra cosa que yo conozco.
You have to be careful with tough love.
Tiene que tener cuidado con ese amor duro.
My son, he stepped out.
Mi hijo, acaba de salir.
He's not here anymore, but if he was here,
ya no está aquí, pero si estuviese aquí,
I would still say this.
Yo todavía diría esto.
He could tell me today
él me puede decir hoy
that he was gay.
Que él es gay.
And that would not change my love
y eso no cambiaría mi amor
and my dedication
y mi dedicación
and my support for him.
Y mi apoyo hacia él.
It wouldn't.
No cambiaría.
I'm not going to kick him out.
No lo voy a sacar fuera.
I'm not going to completely disassociate myself from him. Because how we treat our children is a direct reflection of our relationship with God. He could be a bank robber. And I would be the first person to call the police.
Y yo fuese la primera persona en que llamase a la policía.
And go visit him in jail.
Y visitarlo en el,
and bring him cigarettes.
Y traerle cigarettes.
So he can swap and trade.
Para que él pueda cambiarlos.
But one thing he's going to know.
Pero una cosa que él va a saber,
is that I love him.
Que yo le amo,
and I'm here for him.
Y que yo soy ahí para él.
I may not support him in wrongdoing.
Quizás no lo apoyo en lo que está haciendo.
But he's going to know that I love him.
Pero él va a saber que yo le amo.
And that's why I think we have to be careful with tough love.
Por eso yo digo es que tenemos que tener cuidado con ese amor duro o fuerte.
I will often check with him.
Y a veces, varias veces,
and my two daughters.
Y mis dos hijas.
And just ask him.
Y les pregunto,
how am I doing as a dad?
¿Cómo estoy siendo yo como un padre?
I want to know.
Yo quiero saber.
Even though they're adults,
aunque ellos ya son adultos,
they make their own decisions. They live their own life. But as a father, I want to know how I'm doing. As an apostolic parent, I think it's important that we continue to have influence in our children's life. And the number one way we do that, we keep an open line of communication with them.
Tener una línea abierta de comunicación con ellos.
We build a relationship
crear una relación
based upon respect,
basada en respeto,
where they know they can come to us.
Ellos saben que ellos puedan venir hacia nosotros.
And my children, I definitely hope they know I may not always agree.
Y yo quiero que mis hijos definitivamente saben, lo sabrán, que quizás no acordaré con todo.
But that does not mean that I don't love them.
Pero no significa que yo no les amo.
So, earn the right to be heard in your adult child's life.
Entonces, gánese la, la posición de ser escuchado en la vida de sus hijos adultos.
What do you think that means, that you have to earn the right to be heard in your adult child's life? What does that mean?
¿Qué cree usted que significa eso, el que usted se gane el derecho de poder ser escuchado en la vida de sus hijos?
Anybody? Yeah.
Or say build trust, chemistry.
Yep, absolutely build trust, chemistry.
La
yeah.
Confianza.
Yep. Absolute trust is important.
Confianza es muy importante.
Your children have to be able to safely trust in you.
Sus hijos deberían de poder confiar plenamente en usted.
One of the number one ways in which we help fight against faults of wanting to hurt ourselves.
La razón o una de las maneras que nosotros podemos ayudar en tratar de hacernos daño a nosotros mismos.
Suicide. Is I always check with a child or an adult who is suicidal. I'll ask them this question. Who was that person that you can go to and talk with when you need somebody? Do you know that people who are suicide typically don't have anybody? It increases the risk of suicide. When they don't have somebody like a primary caregiver to talk to. So that's the reason why I think that as parents, we should be the safest place for our children to come to. I want to know he's gay before anybody else knows it. No, I don't agree. It's not okay with me. But I'm the safest place to come, open up and share that. Not Instagram.
No Instagram.
Not Facebook.
No Facebook.
All the other social media apps out there. I'm the safest place for him to come. Absolutely. So trust is very important. Be encouraging to your adult child rather than intrusive. So your child, you don't have to tell your child everything that you think. Yeah, that's intrusive. You should be invited. Find ways to encourage your child. And remember what I'm saying when we talk about encouraging. Doesn't mean you agree with everything that's going on. As a matter of fact, sometimes you have to hunt for the good stuff. Right? You have to literally hunt for the good stuff. All right. I'll let you read this. I know we talked a little bit about this already, helping versus enabling. We've talked about that. And this is identifying and discussing values and boundaries. And we talked a little bit about this already, but our values have not changed. But our adult children sometimes will move away from those values. They are searching and trying to identify their own values and principles to live by. And so be careful when your child walks away and is not doing things the way you think they should do it. That does not mean that you should reject them. You can reject the behavior. But still love the person. The Bible declares that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So while we were in the midst of doing wrong, That did not change his love for us.
Eso no cambió el amor de Dios para nosotros.
He still loves us.
Todavía él nos ama.
He still cares for us.
Todavía cuida de nosotros.
He still supports us.
Todavía nos apoya.
He doesn't like what we do.
No le gusta lo que hacemos.
But he loves us.
Pero nos ama.
And there is no doubt about his love.
Duda de su amor.
The Bible says he went to the cross,
la Biblia dice que él fue a la cruz,
to the grave,
a la tumba,
and beyond.
Y más allá.
While we were yet sinners.
Aunque estábamos todavía siendo,
so,
pecadores.
How we treat our children.
Entonces, de la manera que nosotros tratamos a nuestros hijos,
is a direct reflection.
Es una reflexión directamente
of our relationship with him.
De nuestra relación con él.
When you're dealing with adult children, sometimes you have to redraw those boundaries that you had when they were younger.
Cuando se está lidiando con un hijo adulto, ahí van a haber veces que se va a tener que reidentificar y discutir esos valores y límites.
It is a lot easier to impact your child.
Es más fácil para impactar a su hijo.
When we have a close proximity to each other.
Cuando se está cerca de proximidad de ellos.
Then me trying to impact them a state away, a country away, or the other side of town.
En vez de estar lejos como una ciudad o un estado o al otro lado del mundo.
And here's what I mean by that.
Eso es lo que yo decí por eso, con eso.
You want to keep them close to you.
Usted quiere mantenerlos cerca a usted.
You could be more powerful, more influential when they're closer to you than you are when they are far away from you. So be careful with tough love, because that can really forge this division and break you and push you farther apart.
Entonces tenga mucho cuidado con ese amor duro, porque esto puede crear una división y puede romper todas esas cosas y hacerlos dividirse muy lejos.
All right. Well, I'm going to stop right here. The rest of this presentation.
Yo me voy a detener aquí el resto de esta presentación.
We talk about forgiveness, how to forgive, because a lot of times you'll find adult children and parents at war with each other.
Vamos a hablar del perdón, porque usted se va a dar cuenta que en esos hijos adultos van a haber muchas guerras, muchos desacuerdos.
And you've got to make that right.
Y usted necesita hacer eso bien.
As an apostolic parent,
un hijo apostólico, un padre apostólico, perdón.
Your child is not your enemy.
Su hijo no es su enemigo.
And as an apostolic child,
como un hijo apostólico,
you need to know that your parent is not your enemy.
Usted necesita saber que sus padres no son sus enemigos.
And if you find yourself there today,
si usted se encuentra ahí, ahorita mismo,
and maybe you don't even know if you are,
quizás usted no lo sepa si está ahí,
but have a conversation.
Pero tengo una conversación.
After tonight,
después de hoy,
reach out.
Vaya.
And ask them, how are we doing?
Y pregúnteles, ¿cómo soy? ¿Cómo estamos?
How are we doing?
¿Cómo estamos?
The best source for information,
la mejor forma de obtener información,
is them.
Son ellos.
Doesn't matter what you think.
No importa lo que tú pienses.
It matters what they think.
Importa lo que ellos piensan.
If they think you're good,
si ellos piensan que usted es bueno,
good. If they don't think you're good, then that's a problem. You have the moral obligation as the parent to make sure that relationship is good. We don't hold to the standards of the world and take our hands off and release them to the devil.
Y quitamos nuestras manos de nuestros hijos y dejarlos ir al diablo.
And say that they're adults now.
Y decir que ellos son adultos ya.
We have the spiritual obligation.
Tenemos la obligación espiritual.
To continue to provide a covering.
De seguir protegiéndolos a ellos.
to make sure we're working together as a family. Amen? Amen. All right, so if you have any questions, I got a couple minutes for some questions. If you got any comments, we'll address those. If you're looking for more information about this, this room is, we got Brother Murrow. You're going to listen to him tomorrow. He's going to be talking about stress and how to manage stress. Everybody has stress. He's going to be talking about that tomorrow. And we have Sister Laura. I know Brother Murrow. He has a counseling practice in San Bernardino. And Sister Laura, she works out of our office as a marriage and family therapist. So if you have questions and you want to talk, and we're not looking for business, let me say that. let me make that clear. We're not looking for business. We have enough business. But as an apostolic family, though, I just want you to know that we are here for you. All right. And if you need help, then let us put you in contact with somebody who can definitely help you from an apostolic point of view. No, it's a mouthful. I know it's a mouthful.
Vamos a tomar unos momentos. Si ustedes tienen algunas preguntas, ustedes las pueden hacer y vamos a contestar algunas de ellas. Pero luego él empezó a reconocer al Pastor Alfonso Muro también, que está ahí atrás, que él va a estar hablándonos mañana concerniente al estrés y cómo lidiar con ello. Y también mencionó a Laura, también la psicóloga, e incluso el Pastor Alfonso Muro tiene una oficina ahí en San Bernardino, ¿verdad?, como consejero. Y también Laura tiene parte también en el centro de consejería donde el Dr. Wilson está también. Usted podría ir con ellos también a preguntarles algo que mencionó aquí al final. Dijo, no lo estoy haciendo para promovernos, mucho menos tomar negocio, pero más bien para que el bienestar de usted y se sienta seguro en poder hacer las preguntas que usted quiera hacer con ellos.
Thank you. Any questions?
¿Preguntas? Ahora es el momento.
Yes, sir.
I have a question. So, how was the things that you can do to help the child be less lazy and to listen more? Because sometimes you'll ask them to do something, maybe once or twice or three times, and then they just won't even do it.
And it's a very good question, because I do get that a lot from parents. Using the L word with them.
Can I
yes.
So the question, la pregunta fue, ¿cómo puede ser un padre con un hijo de menor de edad para ayudarles a no ser tan, él usó la palabra algazán o flojo, para más bonito, ¿verdad? Sin tener ese roce con ellos.
So how old are they?
Está preguntando la edad.
Okay.
Menos de 15 años.
Then they are not lazy.
They're not what?
They're not lazy.
Entonces ellos no son flojos o algazanes.
I hear that word a lot with parents, and then I have to educate them that it's not that your child is lazy at that particular age.
Escucho eso mucho, bastante de muchos padres, y yo tengo que motivarles a enseñarles que eso no es.
I guess we get amnesia as adults, and we forget what it was like being that age.
Yo le recuerdo y les digo a los adultos que cuando somos adultos se nos olvida que nosotros estábamos en esa edad alguna vez.
And I say that because,
y lo digo porque,
as males started a lot younger than females do, but there is this metamorphosis, there's this chemical explosion, puberty is what we call it.
Le está hablando de la pubertad. Esto sucede más en los hombres antes y mucho más que en las mujeres.
So at that age, they require 10 to 12 hours of sleep.
De 10 a 12 horas de dormir.
Because their bodies are still growing.
Sus cuerpos siguen creciendo.
And developing.
Y aumentando.
The chemicals in their brains are completely out of whack at that age. They are. That's why we're like, are you crazy? We tell them, we ask our kids. Because their bodies are changing so fast. And it looks like all they do is sleep all day, right? It's actually pretty normal because of the metamorphosis that their bodies are going through. And one of the ways that you can check to see, I always, for a male or even for females too, I have them raise their leg. And I'm ashy. I was in the pool the other day, y'all. They put the lotion on. They put no lotion on. But I look for hair on the leg. Hair on the leg, up under the arms, fuzz around here. Is the visible sign that their bodies are changing. And so they do, teenagers, I'm not giving you a free ride. But I'm saying that there is a reason why they appear to be so the L word. And typically I'll find out after talking with them that it's not really because they're lazy. It's their lives needs to be reconstructed, more structure. You know, a 15-year-old will think he can operate off of 5 or 6 hours of sleep, 8 hours of video game. And 4 hours of eating. And they think they're good to go. But what they really need is to start winding down at about 6-7 o'clock in the evening. A warm bath. Structure and routine. They should be knocked out by 8 o'clock. How many teenagers you know go to bed by 8 o'clock? And that's why they're so tired. It's not that they're lazy. It's just that they're not getting enough sleep and structure. What did you say?
You can't do that today, though.
No, you can't. No, they need more structure is what it is. They need more structure and they need more sleep. And for some parents, though, I think we forget that. We went through some of those same changes, unless your life was drastically different, you know? Where, say maybe you came from a place or an upbringing where that was not an option for you, and because you had to work. You know, but here that's not the case. Yeah, so they need a lots more structures what they need to address those issues of the L word. So going to bed at a good time, more structure in their life as to even when they don't have school, they still have to get up at a certain time. And so if you want to get some help with maybe building more structure into their lives, then, you know, we can help you with that. We can give you some things that you can do. And I suggest even go and talk to a counselor about it.